Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Okay, hello everybody. Welcome back to another episode and the second European final celebratory edition of the Roma Press Podcast. We hope you are doing well. Very quickly, a thank you to our newest patron over at Patreon, Francesco Di Cocco, and of course to all of our other wonderful patrons. If you want to join the chaotic group chat for the final, if you want to gain early access to episodes and other things as well, you can go to patreon.com/RomaPress. And Andy, like all of our wonderful patrons, you and I, we're going to have to be careful the next time we sit down because of how tightly clenched our backsides were for all of yesterday, not even during the match, but before and hours
and
after.
Still are, honestly.
Yes, yeah. I am terrified to see what happens when I finally decide to unclench and sit down on my flight to go to Budapest.
It will clench even more, man.
Yeah,
you don't want to unclench when you're on Wizz Air from Warsaw to Budapest. Let me tell you that.
Right. Well, and even better, because I'm going to use some credits for the miles I get through my credit card, and it's through my Italian bank, which is. It's about as old fashioned as you can.
Never good to rely on an Italian bank.
No. Well, the great part is, I can't even manually on my own search for open flights or which ones are available to me. I have to put in a request, and of course, I put in the request, and in the email, the available seating I saw. Anytime you see, okay, the letter B or the number 2, meaning middle seat, those are about the worst sites.
Especially on those cheap flights. Sure. Oh. When you're going to get the...
Well, and you can, you know this too. You are relatively tall as well.
Yeah. Not even that, but if you have broad shoulders, man,
it's game over. It's game over. You should then ask them to put you in the cabin with the
hold. In the stowaway underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhere with the suitcases and the dogs.
Right. I'm just under 2 meters tall. You're the same, right? Our good friend Filippo Biafora, the same. So he understands the struggle, although he doesn't have the broad shoulders. There is, because I know people tune into this podcast not only for their love of Roma, but to ensure that my well-being is being cared for. The second I saw the letter B, I just knew I was in for the shits. It took about 2 seconds for me to reply back and say, I will do anything. I will do anything. Yeah. Just not
in
middle seat.
I'll be the stewardess on the flight.
Right.
I'll clean those seats for you before and after we land.
There is nothing worse.
That's the reality of the situation. I think that the people that today rushed to buy tickets, Not only will they have massive heart attacks while buying the tickets for the match, but also massive heart attacks when looking for those flights, because baby, those flights and their prices are about to go way up.
Yeah. So,
anybody traveling from outside of Europe for this big event, which is a big event.
Yes.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck. Stay safe, because, you know, that's the wonderful thing about it. We witness Roma. Like, think about it. We witnessed Roma qualify for their second straight European final. You know, like, take it in. Like, think about what it means. Think about where we were a few years ago. Think about how fucking shitty it felt like when at the end of the year you had nothing
right
to look forward to.
Well, and this is why you hang on. I mean, the reason we subject ourselves to this shit are willing to sacrifice our overall mental health is for moments like this.
There had to be a moment where all of that pays off, and here it pays off. It pays off because we see this team, you know, despite everything going somehow against them, they make it work, which is something that cannot be said about the previous versions of Roma, because we saw numerous Roma teams be affected by the same problems as this one, you know, injuries and players not performing and as expected, and all of the stuff that we've seen this season. And ultimately that, you know, the team would be unable to react. Instead, this team has found a way to react in these situations. They've been able to say, wait a minute, you know, wait a minute. We're missing Paulo Dybala. Chris Smalling can only give us 15 minutes in a European semifinal. No worries. We got it. You know, like, lock it down. Whoever is out there on the pitch, if it takes Eduardo Bove to play as fullback, if it takes Nemanja Matic to sell his left lung, if it means Cristante leading the defense in a moment of need, let it be. You know, like, that's somehow all these weird things happened and they paid off. Like, in any other year, under any other manager, under any other version of Roma, if you put those things together, like, if you have a midfielder fucking play as a fullback and midfielder play as a center back and you have your best players missing, you're out. You know, you're getting beaten by Manchester United the way we did with Paulo Fonseca. You're getting humiliated by Porto in a painful fashion because of your stupidity in the Champions League, like we did with Eusebio Di Francesco. But this Roma found a way to make it work, found a way to make those weaknesses, those instances of uncertainty, will he play, will he not play, they just work through it, work despite it. That's the amazing thing, is that we're heading into a European final for the second straight year with a team that, in my opinion, right now, as it stands in its current shape, is far from the favorites. Like, anybody at that moment, Bayer Leverkusen, Juventus, Sevilla, were all superior to this Roma team. The way they went into the semifinal in terms of personnel, all those other three teams remaining in the competition were all superior to them. And yet somehow they get to it. That maybe yesterday wasn't the most spectacular and entertaining game. You know, as you said, everybody's asshole was, you know, super tight. And everybody was sweating bullets, waiting for that final whistle to blow. But that's the wonderful thing about it, is that you finally have a team that makes it work. It's not spectacular. It's not mind-blowing. But it's effective. This team has found a way. And for so many years, like, if I think about it, we've been recording this together since, I think, 2018. So many times we find ourselves and say, this team just has to find a way. Damn it. Like, there has to be a way, you know, this can't go on and on and on. Like,
right.
It's great to come here, record, talk about whatever the result, but at the end of the day, we all look for some kind of satisfaction, for some kind of release. And we were waiting for this breakthrough to happen. And now, in the unlikeliest of scenarios, in a season that most people seem to have written off, basically, by the time the World Cup rolled around, and soon afterwards, just like last season, this team somehow pulls it out and says, you know what, no. No way, you know. You think you can already plan your holidays. You think you can already start tuning out of our matches. No way. We're gonna keep you glued to your seat. You're gonna be watching us on May 31st, and that's exactly what they're gonna do. They're gonna have us watch them either on television or live, or you know, if somebody's gonna get once again stuck in an airport in Switzerland. For you know that's what they're gonna do, and they're doing it with Eduardo Bove playing as fullback.
It's astonishing. It does not cease to amaze me what they did last night. Now, I had to do a handful of media appearances after the match, and two of which they were for Bundesliga or German football focused outlets, and the level of bitterness, and I guess understandably so, was incredibly high. The tears, it was biblical. They turned those tears turned into some of the best tasting Sangiovese wine I've ever had in my entire life. They were fantastic. The thing that I guess I kind of come out of this the most, it's twofold. It's the first is, and I'm talking specifically for this tying as Bayer, what you said, the organization, the character. There are so many guys we can point to, but the one I kept coming back to was Gianluca Mancini. The difference of this guy that I see in him, and I'm sure you do too. And it's easy to just simply look at the actual performance, the technical point of view. But I am just looking from a personality standpoint. Andy, this dude, compared to the Gianluca Mancini that we saw on display with Paolo Fonseca,
no,
the level
different
of maturity,
guy, different guy, yeah, completely. Different guy, different entirely. That can be said about him. That can be said about Cristante, Pellegrini, the three guys that basically were called upon and forced by circumstances, by Edin Dzeko leaving, by Henrik Mkhitaryan leaving. These guys were forced into a position of leadership, and with Mourinho, like who better than Mourinho to help them embrace that role? Like Mancini's maturity last night in all regards, like in terms of performance, but just in terms of presence on the pitch, those guys were there to lock it down. Yes. They were there not to, you know, not to pull somebody's shirt and risk a penalty like some former captain did. But they were there to secure the result, whatever it took. The Roma had to come out of that stadium victorious, like, and you could see that for 90 minutes those guys were razor sharp. Like they were so focused on everything. You can see that release from Gianluca Mancini at the end when the final whistle blows, and he's just like, he's chasing the opponent. The midfielder who was in possession of the last ball, he was chasing him all over the place. And finally, when that final whistle blows, he leaps into the air and then, you know, celebrates on the ground. Like, because that's what it takes, you know, like, and he said in his post-match interview with Gianluca Mancini that as individuals, we are very normal players. Like, he even acknowledged it. Like, we are not, you know, we're good, okay, but we're, you know, he didn't speak of himself and others as like stars and great players. You know, he didn't say, oh, you know, on our own, we're great. Like, no, he said, we're all normal players. As soon as we stop working as a team, we're normal players. The system breaks down. But as a team, we're a great group of guys. Like, and you can see that. Like, that's what it takes to win in these games. You have to have that belief from the first until the very last minute that as a group, as a unit, you got this. I, you know, despite having our collective assholes clenched throughout the entirety of last night, what you could see is that this was not a disorganized group of players on the pitch. This was not everybody doing their own thing. No, this was a unit, a well-oiled machine that knew exactly what they wanted to do. They didn't want to risk it. They didn't want to risk it. They didn't want to waste unnecessary energy. They wanted to have the opponent right in their palm. They wanted to see how far the opponent is willing to risk. And that's exactly what they did. They brought the result home. They literally brought the result home. They dragged it to Rome. They dragged it all the way to Rome from Germany. Did it in such a, you know, I mean, every time I watch, it feels like, you know, when you watch those teams, again, everybody will have their own preference. You know, this team doesn't feel prestigious. When you watch them play, it's not like you're watching a Michelangelo. It's not like you're watching a Pablo Picasso. You know, this is a tough, gritty, very pragmatic, down to earth team that is completely aware of its own limits, of the extent to which they can go with their qualities. But collectively, there's something about them that makes you go, uh-huh, yeah, I'm taking notice. Like, they know exactly what they're doing. Xabi Alonso knew it. The Bayer Leverkusen knew it. And everybody in the past, like even Feyenoord knew it before them, that they felt it, that Roma knew the assignment. Roma were doing exactly what they wanted to be doing, and more importantly, they had the opponent doing exactly what they wanted them to do. Like, the Bayer Leverkusen, despite dominating, despite being so much better than Roma, did exactly what Roma expected them to do, and the Roma were fine with it, and you felt it, that they were completely fine. That release, that happiness at the end is because it paid off. Letting the opponent do what they wanted them to do paid off, got the result home. They didn't risk. They had it locked down. Guys like Pellegrini, Cristante, Mancini were there as Mourinho's enforcers, together with Nemanja Matic and even Eduardo Bove, who's been called a sick dog by Mourinho in previous appearances. Their duty was not to play nice, was not to play beautiful and whatever. No, it was secure the result. Take it home, bring us to the final. They did exactly that.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Yeah, and one thing I don't want to touch on, and you, I don't know if you necessarily meant it this way about how Bayer Leverkusen were better. This is some of the things I really pushed back on when I was talking to some of these, when I appeared after the game on two of these German football shows. they were saying, oh my gosh, Roma so lucky to progress. Bayer Leverkusen so superior. Just look at the data from this match, so on and so forth. And the thing I kept coming back to was, okay, we can take this one match, fine. But to quote the great Alec Baldwin from Glengarry Glen Ross,
always be closing.
We can add that too. But in that rant that he gives, fantastic speech, he says it's fuck or walk. Yeah. And that's what I kept coming back to. In two games, everything else out of the table. I don't care about possession. I don't care about XG. I don't care about shots on goal. I don't care about total shots on target. I don't care about possession, fouls, none of that shit. I don't care about any of it. It's goals, one, and you had zero. You scored zero goals over two games. 180 minutes of football, zero goals. That's all it comes down to. I don't care about anything else. I couldn't care less about, again, all of these deep data that will show, yep. Oh my gosh, well, Bayer, they should have had so many more goals. Okay, you know, and again, if my grandmother had wheels, she would be a bike. I mean, like, what are we doing here?
Yep.
You are going to defend a team that didn't score a single goal over 180 minutes of football, and you expect me to take you seriously that they were stolen? Yep. A final was stolen from them? Be serious. I can't. Yeah. We can't have a serious conversation if that is going to be the main argument here. And that's what I kept saying. And the thing they kept coming back to was, oh my gosh, Diaby, he should have had three goals himself tonight. And I said, okay, well, he had zero. So what is the argument here then? What are you arguing? So you are saying that it's Roma's fault that these guys can't hit the broadside of a barn with their shots. I mean, Azmoun, man, that guy was closer to some of the satellites that NASA puts up than he was to finding the back of the net. And remember, I mean, Roma, if we want to go back in time, very close to signing that guy. Very, very, very close.
Yeah.
They didn't. But anyway, it's as if, I felt like I was being attacked. It was very weird.
Yeah,
they
were like,
well, how can you say that? And they were saying too, well, hey, this man, was total anti-football from Roma.
You just had to give them that speech. You just had to, attention, interest, decision, action, attention. Do I have your attention? Interest. Are you interested? I know where you are because it's walk or fuck. You close or you hit the bricks, pal.
right. Coffee is for closers. Put that down. Yeah. And that's the thing I kept coming back to. Okay, you can. I saw there were some very funny tweets saying that, you know, even from Roma supporters saying, you know, this is terrorist football that Roma are playing. But I have said it on here again and again and again and again, and I will continue to say it. Andy, I have done the entertaining football thing. I've done it many times.
Yeah, we've done it. We did it with
Zeman. We did it kind of briefly with Luis Enrique. We did it with Paulo Fonseca. We won nothing. Nothing. You cannot convince me that this is less enjoyable. Forget less enjoyable. Is anywhere within the same realm of discussion that the two are even comparable. This compared to some of the crap we had to see with Zeman. Oh, yeah, 5-3. Great, we lost. Yeah, like, what are we doing here? I enjoyed every single second of it. I don't care if my gluteus maximus no longer functions at a normal level ever again. I don't care if in 15 years when I sit down very gingerly at the table for dinner and my children asked me, why are you sitting down like you're 95? And I was like, well, I had to watch Roma by Leverkusen. I don't care. Listen, the thing that you can't, for all the faults this team may have, and we know that they have many, they can't score goals when they need it to, they waste chances, injuries galore. What you can't ever question this team on, in my opinion, are two things. Their effort, no matter how many people are missing. I always think that they go into a match caring. They go into a match trying to give their all.
That's why Cremonese was so upsetting. You know, that was the example of that team not doing what we knew they always do. So,
and the second thing is, they are completely bought into every single direction, every single thought of Jose Mourinho.
Because they know that they're on their crap, or they're not good enough, or they're mediocre, or that they can't aspire to the great things that maybe one time they were sort of disillusioned by. Like, this is this is their time with Mourinho. It's their time. He's given them their time. Like, Mancini has become Mancini because of Mourinho, because Mancini under anybody else would have been a bully, would have been somebody that is not good enough, that is slow, that is makes rash decisions, that makes bad decisions.
Like it was with Paulo Fonseca.
We've seen it. So again, nice guy. I don't give a shit. Good father. Fuck you. Go home and play with your kids. You know, you want to work your clothes. And that's exactly that has to be in the job requirements when a player wants to join Roma. Like, you want to play pretty football? Get the fuck out of here. You know, like, do you want to sacrifice yourself? Do you want to go out on the pitch and be willing to absolutely murder entire and pillage villages in fucking Great Britain?
I used to play pretty football. It was a tough racket.
Exactly. Right. Close. This is your time. This is your time. This is your chance with Mourinho.
Brian Cristante said after the match.
That's sure. Exactly. He's bought into it. They all know it. They knew. Pellegrini said, we knew that when Mourinho came, that meant everybody had to make a leap in quality, and in order to make that leap in quality, you have to be willing. Like, you have to say, okay, I know, like, I have to make a sacrifice. I know I may not get the playing time I want, or I know I will have to do things on the pitch that I don't necessarily want to do. Like, El Shaarawy, does he want to go chasing the opponent's winger, or does he want to score goals? Like, does he want to play as a left back, or does he want to score goals in a more advanced role? He doesn't give it. Like, he gets the job done. Same with Mancini. Like, do you want to be, a super cool bully, or do you want to be an effective defender that is there in order to lead the team in moments of need? Like, Brian Cristante, do you want to still, like, be the guy that we all knew you from at Atalanta? Or do you want to sacrifice something on a personal level, but help the team achieve important things, things that they've never achieved in their history with far greater players in greater circumstances? Think about all the talent that came through Roma at some point in time, the 80s, the early 2000s. What came off it on a European level? What do you have to show for it? Very, very little. With the Brian Cristante, you have a Conference League to show for it. Now you're going to have a Europa League final, to say the least, to show for it. So that's the unbelievable thing for me, is that it all happened. Like, you know, if we think about since Mourinho's tenure, the initial struggles, the complaining, Mourinho not being too convinced of his decision initially, reconsidering it maybe, you know, players being excluded. Like, there is a whole crop of players that were just completely cast away, thrown into a dark cell and kept there for the remainder of the year. And there are players that were not even considered, you know. Think of Pedro, think of Justin Kluivert. So, like, this didn't come easily. This Roma team took time. But what's amazing is that this particular crop of players, some of them were already here years and years ago, and they were willing to take a step back to think about it. Huh? Like, you know, like yesterday, Lorenzo Pellegrini was asked a very difficult question, and he, like, because he said, "Oh, you know, Mourinho helped you grow as a leader, but did he help you grow as a player? And that was intended to sort of hint at Pellegrini's, you know, difficult season so far, where he hasn't been able to score as much as he likes to or assist as much as he used to. And he asked him, and Pellegrini answered, well, Mourinho, you know, he got us to win. He got us to win something that we weren't able to do before. And he has been able to get in our heads and teach us that the team works above every single individual, that the team is worth more than any single individual. And that's Roma's strong suit. They head into every single match with that conviction of, as a group, we're far stronger than anybody else. You know, as a group, we can work miracles. And evidently, that was the case last night.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For sure. And I would say, too, that the thing that you have with this Roma of Jose Mourinho is probably and perhaps the biggest ingredient that has been missing from any Roma of the previous decades, man. I mean, I can't remember ever seeing a team so unilaterally bought into the mindset, the ideas, the ways of playing of the manager as this Roma. I mean, truly, if you think about it, and Cristante even said it after the match, he said, if we didn't play the way as Jose Mourinho asked us to, we would not have won this match. And that might not seem like a very outrageous thing to say, but it is very frank and honest. And the fact that even he recognizes that and is willing to say it, I think,
sure, it speaks to the impact that Mourinho has on these guys. Like, you know, like these guys have been. I mean, think of Brian Cristante. Brian Cristante came here under Di Francesco. He saw Di Francesco leave. He was there under Ranieri for a brief spell. He was there with Paolo Fonseca. He's here with Jose Mourinho, and he's saying that out of personal experience. Same goes for Pellegrini. Pellegrini was here when Di Francesco was here, and so on and so on. They've all witnessed different stages of the club, different changes, and Pellegrini also was frank. Like, he sort of spoke into it. Like, any, like, we had been waiting for that breakthrough, that moment of clarity that we always felt like something was missing. And I remember that, you know, like even with Spalletti, we had that great team and we still came to the conclusion, oh, something's missing. You know, we were eliminated from Coppa Italia. We were eliminated from Europa League within the same week. And we came to the conclusion that something was missing, despite having the likes of Nainggolan, Salah, Edin Dzeko in his prime, you know. With Mourinho was sort of like this big Band-Aid that just came in, you know, tightened everything, you know, helped us put all the pieces together, make it work. And that's been the lifesaver for us, because Roma, you know, due to their financial situation, maybe they have limited means, maybe they, you know, despite an ownership change, these, you know, the changes that Roma were able to make were very gradual, need time. They still need time. But Mourinho was able to be like that sort of security blanket, just giving us that sense of, you know, I got you guys. This is with his experience, with his accolades, with his resume, he was able to work wonders on several players that we sort of had, we thought we had figured out the likes of Brian Cristante and Gianluca Mancini. Like, these are pretty average players, pretty straightforward players. And yet now they're showing us that they have more to offer.
Yeah, 100%. And to end here, we meet our good friend Ramon. We meet again. I want to save predictions and all of that for the coming days, because now, as unsurprisingly, the league, these final few rounds, I mean, bin them. Nobody cares. Yeah. I mean,
Have you seen the calendar? Like crazy. Especially if Fiorentina and Roma play like literally 3 to 4 days before their respective finals on a European level. I'm pretty sure that we'll have Rocco Commisso in goal and Dan Friedkin as our leading attacker, because anything else is going to be a joke.
Yeah, that would probably be the only way for me to actually watch with any sort of care. I mean,
imagine Rocco Commisso pulling a job the Bronx on that.
Oh, a job the Bronx. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. That guy, man. What is your early sense on this? Because I have to tell you, there felt like a bit of, I won't say destiny, that Eric Lamela is the one who scores against Juve to knock them out, and now he sends them to the finals. So now he has Sevilla and Roman. Well, of course, we get our old friend Ramon. Right. But I could have made the argument that something else had Juve made it. Well,
you would have been ecstatic also about that, because I know that you've said it many, many times before this, that it would have given me Juve. Sevilla, it's weird. Like, I mean, they were battling relegation not so long ago. Yeah, they were close.
I think still so. I forgot they to check, but aren't they closer technically to relegation than they are Champions League?
Yes, because they had that terrible of a start to the season. But so far, I mean, they've picked up form with their new manager. They've been steady. And perhaps this is not the squad that won the Europa League with Unai Emery so many times, but it's a club that has the awareness that they are made for this competition.
Yeah, I mean, we all know the history of Sevilla in this competition. There's no questioning it. I mean, we all know they are the unopposed leaders in this space. We all know Europa League, you almost simultaneously think of Sevilla in that realm. So this is a place where, even if they don't really have anybody in the team who has been there in the years in which they have won it, I mean, this is, it's sort of like one of those things that is ingrained within the club. It's the DNA. So obviously there's that portion to worry about, but I have to tell you, and I hate to use the phrase by hook or by crook, because usually you think of nefarious means of winning, but that really is how this Roma has gotten this far into the competition. I mean, no matter, they have done whatever they have needed to do to get to this point, and to see the sacrifices. I mean, Andy, if you would have said to us before coming into this game, you are not going to have your best defender, you are not going to have your best attacker. Immediately from that position, you are saying, okay, well, we're fucked. They're not making it. They're not progressing. There's no way. Impossible. And yet here we are.
And yet this Roma team find a way. They find a way. They've been digging. For ways, they've been digging tunnels all year long. They finally, this is their moment. Sevilla may have the pedigree in this competition, but Roma also have that awareness that they've had a recent experience, and that's what's going to push them. Each team will have its own motivation. Roma have the motivation of, oh, we were there last year. We want to be there again this year.
Yeah, exactly. There are, again, different motivations on each side. Obviously, with Roma, I mean, a chance for another big trophy, second European piece of silverware for the second year in a row.
The ability to qualify for the Champions League, to suppress that financial fair play to an extent, the ability to draw more names. It's the value of this trophy would be immense. Yes. Just even in terms of monetary, it's the difference compared to the Conference League already is huge. And so, you know, obviously there's not, we cannot take anything for granted. This moment has to be, you know, cherished. Like I love that we are still, you know, that for us it's fantastic just to be in the European. That has to be the feeling. You know, it's great for this team to once again be at this stage, because that they deserve it. We've been saying it despite all the struggles, despite the ups and downs, despite coming up short on numerous occasions, despite the ability not to score goals. They find a way, and they found it.
100%. So we will leave it there. We're going to savor this a bit more until we get very deep into the analyzing the final and predictions and how we see things playing out. Let's savor this, because again, these moments and these opportunities, so incredibly rare. So we will leave it there. We will come back early next week. We're not going to
after Roma, what happens after Roma face Salernitana, and we're gonna have some fun trying to make it exciting the last few league games.
So. Right, yeah, and trying to see which random names appear on the pitch in these final few rounds, because they should pack everybody into cellophane and keep them protected on the shelf. They should not even be
rest. It's going to be fun.
It will be fun indeed. So we will be back in the coming days. As always, thank you so much for your support, for listening, and we will chat with you sometime next week. Until then, ciao.
Ciao.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.